This goes to Brian Thwaites, THWAITES, fax 989-291-5348, regarding Dale Nichols, NICHOLS, date of birth February 19th of 1953. Dear Mr. Thwaites, this is a telemedicine follow-up visit for Mr. Nichols, who was seen in consultation on November 30th of 2021 for elevated creatinine levels, secondary to diabetic nephropathy and hypertension. His weight is up about 7 pounds over the last 6 months, and he reports that he had had muscle twitches and hand tremors going on. He did have MRI of the brain and was referred to a neurologist in the Grand Rapids area who is managing his care. And he has put him on B like boy, E, N like November, Z like zebra, T-R-O-P-I-N-E, 1 milligram twice a day. He still has some hand tremors, but he thinks the muscle twitching is slightly better. He denies chest pain or palpitations, minimal dyspnea on exertion, none at rest, no cough, wheezing, or sputum production, no nausea, vomiting, or dysphagia, no diarrhea, blood, or melena. Urine is clear without cloudiness or blood, and no edema. Medications, in addition to the benzotropine for the neurological problem, I want to highlight lisinopril, 5 milligram once daily, in addition to his other routine medications. Physical examination, weight is 222 pounds, and the patient was unable to get a blood pressure for us today. Labs, most recent lab studies were done May 20th of 2022. His creatinine was 1.5, which is slightly improved, and estimated GFR is 49. Electrolytes are normal. Calcium 9.4, albumin 4.2, phosphorus 3.0. Hemoglobin is elevated at 17.7, normal white count and normal platelets. Assessment and plan, stage 3A, chronic kidney disease with stable creatinine levels, diabetic nephropathy, and hypertension. The patient will continue to have lab studies done every 3 months. They'll be due next in August of this year. I'll check iron studies due to the high hemoglobin level to rule out any iron excess, and he'll be rechecked by this practice in the next 6 months. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.